As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. This is the ZABE cast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. You are looking live at my in-laws' house in good old Collegeville, PA, the vaunted Kelly Christmas. The old Kelly family, my wife's maiden name and her sister Yvonne, and just down here in the basement, Andy, watching TV, grazing on all kinds of holiday fare. Cookies and cupcakes and candy. Just had a wonderful chicken parm dinner.
Ooh, love that.
Yeah,
love
I know.
Chicken parm.
Yeah. And my brother's internet is fast and free, and I got nowhere to be tomorrow, but I'm still podcasting with you. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. You're cranking it out, man. You don't take a day. No days off.
No days off, just like Belichick. Well, it's weird to get into a habit. Plus, my God, there is so much content to talk about. I just cannot, even though I'm off on the radio this week, because Lord knows I'm not going to leave vacation days unused, but I would like to talk about some stuff. And so let's rewind to Friday night. South Bend, Indiana, the start of the college football playoff, as Notre Dame is taking on in-state, not our rival, Indiana, which is the university that you sent upwards of, I'm guessing, $160,000 of your hard-earned radio money to give your son Jeremy the finest of secondary educations. And who was in attendance at the game other than your son and his homeboys?
Yeah, he met up with his fraternity brothers there. It was basically like a 36-hour, you know, jaunt. He left Seattle on a red eye on Thursday, got there early Friday morning, met up with them. They drove from Chicago to South Bend and partied with some other Indiana people, saw the game, checked into a hotel room, and flew back on Saturday.
So it was kind of on a whim.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they didn't know where they were going to be until like a week before. And, you know, it was
had
like,
they made a blood pact amongst fraternity brothers to go?
Well, you know, as he said on one of his posts, he said it wasn't on my bingo card to go to an Indiana playoff football game this year.
So it was kind of last minute, which makes all the more wonderful. So how expensive was it to get in? Because prices varied greatly by game.
They did. I saw it open at like $1,000. I think they got in at like, I think they paid probably like six each.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, $600. And it was cold and it was lopsided.
Right.
But, you know, it's a once in a lifetime thing. And I don't think Indiana will be back in the playoff, but maybe someday they will. Who knows? But you take it when you can get it.
Andy, I love that so much because, for those that may not know, but for longtime listeners, as one Ken Beatrice used to like to say, right? Are you a longtime listener? He would always say to his audience. If you're a longtime listener of Andy and I, you'll remember when the Maryland Terrapins made the Gator Bowl for the first time. They made a bowl game that was a New Year's Day bowl game for the first time in I don't know how many moons.
No, they'd had some early success.
They did?
Remember, they made the Orange Bowl.
Oh, that's right. The pop-up year with Friedgen. Right, okay.
Right, right. So this was like year three of a 3-year run, and I said, "Look,
it was the Gator Bowl, right?"
Yeah, and the ACC was getting
it was on New Year's Day, right?
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, fair enough.
And the ACC was getting better, and I said, "Look, this is probably the best bowl game that Maryland's going to go to for a long time, if ever." I said, "Let's go." And so, yeah, we went to see, and they blew out West Virginia. I mean, they blew the doors off them.
Andy went down with what he termed the Straw Hat Brigade.
Yeah.
Can you explain that?
Well, these are, you know, longtime Maryland boosters. These are guys who probably had gone to school like in the 50s, you know, and they had disposable income and everything. And so, yeah, they wore all their Maryland straw hats and paraphernalia that you'd wear from like the 50s. And
are these straw hats like the vaudeville hats, the firm straw hats that have the brim that sticks straight out?
Right, right. Okay. I don't think it was actually straw. I think it was made of like plastic, but they were made to look like the old straw hats.
Right,
people wearing in the stands at the old polo grounds, you know, back in the 30s. And and it was a chartered plane and, you know, hotel set up. And so it was really a lot of fun. It was a great experience.
And who on the radio with you every day made gentle teasing fun of what a waste of time and money this was to be going to such an otherwise insignificant bowl game? Who was that crass jerk, Andy?
Well, I mean, at that time, we didn't have a playoff. So this was part of you just railing on the whole bowl system. Like, you weren't necessarily dumping on the Gator Bowl. You were dumping on bowls in general.
Right.
Who would pay money to see an exhibition game?
Right.
And it was an exhibition game. They weren't in contention to win the national title or anything like that. But I thought it would be a good, you know, Jeremy was 12, I think, going on 13, perfect age for that kind of thing. And it was, you know, timing seemed right.
Yeah, that was me, and I hope you didn't take it the wrong way. I do.
Well,
love
it's
the
just
fact-
you. Hey, no. First, your first statement was right. It was you.
But you know, I meant it in all good spirit, right?
Of course, sort of.
Just ball busting. Yeah. I'm glad you went. Look, what is the saying? 50% of life is just showing up. Or whatever the percentage is. Yeah. Whatever the percentage is, I think it's too low. I think more success and everything in life is just, it's more like 80% of it's just showing up. You show up, good things happen. You show up and life happens. That experience by your son, even though the SIG got stomped out by Notre Dame after talking all this shit on the pregame show, it was still a life experience that your son has that will never fade in his memory. And I'm sure he had a blast.
Oh, yeah. And he got this. And those guys are, you know, they're all getting ready to launch into the part of life that, you know, we've been in for a long time.
You know,
wives and families and responsibilities. And so this was the time to do it.
Yeah. The Vietnam of child raising. He's about to go in country. You're about to go in country for 20 years. Fight your way through the jungles of raising kids.
I mean, you get to the point sooner and then later down the road where you go, $600 airfare, God knows what else. Yeah, we really can't swing that with you know, what we got with braces and tuition and everything else.
Oh yeah, everything else. Well, the funny thing was, so Indiana gets handled pretty easily, pretty soundly, pretty quickly, convincingly. And the better part of Friday night into Saturday morning was spent with the usual caterwauling from the usual suspects in college football, bitching about Indiana should have never been there. And then a funny thing happened. The three games on Saturday all turned out to be even bigger blowouts. How ironic is that? Indiana took the worst of it on Friday night, but then the other entrants shit the bed even worse. And that has now left us with unbelievable bickering and bitching and sniping about the playoff, who should be in. There's people saying, see, I told you this wasn't going to work. There's not 12 teams that deserve to play for the national title. We don't need this. Just go back to four. It's crazy.
Well, they don't deserve 12. And the first weekend where the NFL said, huh, okay, well, we've had Saturday here for a while. You want to come
We're
in?
We're not moving.
Yeah, and those ratings for those afternoon games, they're going to get crushed by the NFL because those games were good. Those were competitive NFL games, and the two college games stunk. I mean, you know, Clemson made kind of a late run there, but that game was decided early too.
Right.
And then the night game, they go, well, yeah, maybe we'll top it off with this. No, no, no. In fact, Indiana was more competitive at Ohio State than that vaunted SEC Tennessee team was, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Four games, four covers. So all the Johnny Square players had to be loving life there. And of course, the Tennessee Ohio State game was the culmination of a week long shit talk fest by Tennessee fans who came up in huge numbers to invade. Right. And they were singing Rocky Top and everything else. And boy, did Ryan Day and the boys look great. Almost to the point where you say, well, why the fuck didn't you do that against Michigan? Why didn't you throw the ball? You have all these insane wide receivers. This freshman, Smith, he's amazing. Throw it to him. Good things happen. Oh, well.
I don't understand. I choked. That was a clear choke.
Total choke. So the weird thing now, and this is such a weird dynamic, winning the national championship should be up here, Andy. And I'm metaphorically holding my hand up high. Mm-hmm. Beating Michigan, while certainly important and historical, is still down here. It's still just a game. If you believe in the Herm Edwards credo, you play to win the game, translated to you play to win the championship, then who cares? Get over the Michigan loss and move forward. But so much of the fan base, and we thought the team itself and maybe Ryan Day would have had a hangover from that dynamic. I don't think I've ever seen anything like this in sports where there was such a pall cast over a team that was still very, very good, that was in the playoff, had a home game, and yet there was doom and gloom all over the place.
The look on Ryan Day's face at the end of that Michigan game was as devastating as I've ever seen on a coach's face. And that includes when you get beat, you know, Hail Mary, you know, Dan Quinn blowing the 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl, you name it, because he had a whole year of, okay, all right, we're investing $20 million. The game is at Ohio State. Jim Harbaugh is gone. And then to see what happened there was, and it wasn't even a good Michigan team. How many wins they have? Six?
Yeah. Terrible team. So, where do you stand on the college football playoff now that we have seen one weekend of year one of the 12 teams?
Well, if I had my way, it would go to 8, but it's not going to do that. It's going to go to 16 because there's money there. And, you know, maybe they rearrange it so you don't have the first round buys for teams like Boise State. I don't know. But the problem is you can't shrink it down. It's once it got to 12, you know, it's going to go to 16 sooner or later. And aren't 16 teams worthy of this. They aren't.
In our lifetimes, Andy, nothing in sports has ever gotten smaller.
Right.
No seasons have gotten shorter. No leagues have ever contracted. Nothing has ever gotten smaller. Because you're right, there is money there. Now, there is some interesting economics involved because the ticket prices, while initially were high, and my nephew here, who's somewhere upstairs, Luke Levant, went to the Penn State game because he is a We Are Penn State. We Are Penn State. He went and paid $200 for his ticket with his fraternity brothers, but they could have gotten in for far cheaper because it was bone-ass cold on Saturday morning up at Happy Valley. So the get-in price was not as strong as people would have thought because fans are gearing up for a multiple expense run. You know, home playoff game, road game in the bowl game, semifinals and final on Jan 20. So I don't know the economics of that. And then I want to see the ratings.
Forget the tickets. The tickets right now in sports are insignificant compared to the television revenue.
Okay.
They are.
All right, fair enough. The ratings will probably be bad relative to what we expected.
Relative. But not bad enough to stop doing this.
Well, they still, ESPN and TNT still paid all that money for these games. Yeah. And so therefore they're going to show the game. So the money is already in the bank for this contract for what, 10 years? So it's just not going to change and it won't get any smaller. It's too bad though, because really the things that we thought the 12 teams would solve, or the biggest thing was the bitching about who's in. And it didn't. It made it worse somehow.
Yep.
So yeah. I don't hate the playoff as it exists. I think we need to just let it play out as weird and janky and seemingly unfair by the draw that some teams are getting that others are not, and just go from there. But boy, the bitching about it, it's unbelievable seeing it on the internet.
Yeah, well, there were all those Alabama fans, but you lost three games. Sorry, you don't get in.
The World Series, Super Bowl, the Olympics. The world's top athletes get to play in these top-level sporting events thanks to one thing, teamwork. And teamwork can also protect your financial legacy and your family's future. SelectQuote licensed insurance agents are the perfect teammates when shopping for customized, affordable life insurance. They can find you the right policy to keep your financial legacy safely in your family's end zone. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less, while SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. Get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Zabe. Go to selectquote.com/Zabe today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Zabe. As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
That brings us to Sunday at Raljohn. The Washington Commanders engineer one of the all-time escapes, not just a mere single bolt of lightning against a dope DB for the Bears who was showboating and gave up a Hail Mary, but a flurry of final 30-second touchdowns from Jaden Daniels to stun the Jalen Hurts-less Eagles. Wow, wow, wow.
He is it. He is, and this is going to sound crazy after 15 games, but he is the best first-round quarterback they have taken since Sammy Baugh was taken sixth overall in 1937. I mean, he's that good.
Come on, Andy. Nobody cares Seriously. About that reference. He's the best guy taken since Sammy Baugh. Sammy Baugh.
Best quarterback.
Okay. Sammy Baugh played with a leather helmet.
Understand. But he was named in 1950 as the greatest professional football player of the first half of the 20th century.
What does that comp even mean, old man?
It means that if you comp him to the era that he played in, he was the greatest player in that era. Since that time, the team has had good quarterback play, but they haven't drafted one like this since this guy.
You just saying the same thing slower doesn't make it any more insightful, okay?
Well, I'm trying to explain it to you. Because he played with a leather helmet, you are instantly dismissing him as being a good player.
No,
at the time,
totally
they
not
didn't
true.
Have they didn't have the
totally
with the face shields on them.
Totally outrageously untrue. I know he was a great player. I'm saying it is so far in the past, it has no relevance to today. So I don't understand where you're going with that.
The relevance is this, that he played the quarterback position.
Okay. Okay.
Since then, they have drafted other quarterbacks. Keith Shuler, you know, even RG3, who gave you one good year.
I know.
But this
they all played with, you know, real helmets and black guys and a bunch of other things that Sammy Baugh did not. So, yeah, I get it,
yes,
Andy.
But Sammy Baugh was not able to play in that era.
All right. How about this for a different take on Jaden Daniels? Holy shit, history repeats. The second guy picked in the draft of a 1-2 quarterback draft is actually the better guy. Even though Caleb Williams had another game with 300 yards, no interceptions, but in a bad loss to the Lions, his statistics, Caleb Williams, looked pretty good on paper, even though the Bears season is a disaster. I think we can agree. Daniels is the better of the two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, but, you know, you got to see this play out. Like, you know, you might have been able to say, well, he was rookie of the year over Andrew Luck.
I don't need to see anything play out. Not only is Jaden Daniels quicker than, you know, mercury falling out of a thermometer, can't catch him, ran all over the place when the game mattered the most, but he throws such a beautiful ball. I just watched Dan Orlovsky with the all 32 on the corner route late in the game to McLaurin, where Jaden Daniels got blown up by a free runner. And it you know, even the Dan Orlovsky's like, praise God in the highest for that throw right there. He was blown away. Yeah. He's so good. Daniels spins it so well, and he sees stuff so quick. And I love his overall demeanor. It is the anti-RG3. Confident, but without any concern for self-promotion. Am I wrong?
Absolutely. And if you watch this whole game, he had some great plays like that, but he also had some terrible plays. He had two interceptions. One of them was a really bad interception. He also missed some easy throws that he usually makes. I mean, this was not a great day for him, but this is the kind of competitor that he is. He keeps coming back and he keeps coming back. He shakes off the bad plays. And that last drive was just a thing of beauty. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. And so here the Commanders are. Now 10-5, best record through 15 games since?
91.
And that team was a lot different. You tweeted this today.
Oh, it was unbelievable. That team was experienced. The heart of the offensive line had played in three Super Bowls going into that season. That was the last really hurrah before free agency. Free agency came into the league 2 years later. So these guys stayed. It was a veteran team that had won a bunch. And everything came together that year, helped by Randall Cunningham getting hurt early in the season because they really didn't have any other competition.
Right.
The league was, but other than that, okay. I mean, they Mark
so what
Griffin
are you
was
saying?
Sacked
are
seven
you saying,
times all year.
All right, so you're saying that this team has a brighter future because they're not a veteran team yet?
What I'm saying is what they're doing with this team is nothing like what that team was. When Dan Quinn came in, And they asked him about rebuilding, and he said, well, I like to use the word recalibrate, and everybody sort of snickered to themselves like, and now, and Dan, and not only that, Adam Peters took the roster and just shuffled it out the back door like garbage and brought in all these guys, didn't overpay for anybody, no big names, really. I mean, Bobby Wagner is going to the Hall of Fame, but he's 34 years old.
Made a big pass breakup in this game. How about Jamison Crowder back again?
Yeah.
I'm like, that guy's still in the league? Good for him. Yeah, and he just caught two touchdowns.
He's the link between RG3 and Jaden Daniels. He was on that, I think, RG3's last team. And they've had big injuries. Noah Brown, who caught the Hail Mary, he's out. Austin Eckler, who was a big contributor, he's out.
Right.
They lost receivers during the game. This quarterback is it. He's the real deal.
All right. So, and Quinn you like, and you trust the management. And then on top of all that, a midnight miracle with the stadium situation, whereby control of the RFK, the coveted RFK land, which sits on this absolutely perfect peninsula, this Mesopotamia between the Potomac River and the Anacostia, and it's where a stadium should be built, was under federal control. They finally turned it over to the district after it looked like the deal was dead. It was because it was part of a bigger deal to keep the government funded. Senators just said, okay, we'll do this on the side. And that was totally not expected. So everyone's happy about that as well.
This is something, as I read, was that, you know, due for like minor things like, I don't know, we're going to power wash a statue at DuPont Circle or something like that. And they threw this in and they go, yep. Any nays on that? No. Yeah. And I mean, it went through at 1:15 in the morning. There was a midnight deadline, but they went overtime and they got it done.
So right now it's safe to say that the needle is so far pegged in the red positivity wise for the Washington football team or Commanders for however long they're going to stay the Commanders that these are heady times right now. No matter what happens in January, you're pretty much guaranteed a playoff spot now, right?
What are the odds?
Let me look at playoff odds.
They could win 12 games. They'll be favored in the last two.
Who they got for the final two?
They got Atlanta at home on Sunday night.
It was supposed to be the Kirk comeback, but that's not happening. Penix and company got to win today.
And Dallas on the road to end the season. Cowboys are out of it and done. So, and they should have beaten them here.
Commanders now 90% to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So no matter what happens in January, this has been quite a ride this year. And for the record, people listening, I am happy for Andy. I am happy for Galdi. I'm happy for my colleagues, Kevin Sheehan, Chris Johnson, Bram Weinstein, everyone I know in the DC media and the fan base for this run right now. But I am not coming back. It's over for me and the team as a true, true fan. But I am a sympathetic, happy for you guys supporter.
Well, I'll tell you, when I'm watching in the playoffs, I will put a Diet Coke in the seat next to me and a placard for you. So that if you ever come to claim it, it'll be there for you.
If they go back to Redskins and the logo, the old logo, then I'm back. That's the only conditions. Need the name and the logo, not coming back.
The logo will make an appearance for nostalgic things, but the name is never coming back.
I will say the ketchup mustard combo today they wore is sharp. I've always liked the ketchup mustard combo.
Yeah. I mean, your ex-wife has been going to Pilates classes and, doing some running. She looks pretty good right now, I got to tell you.
Andy, I am like Tiger Woods who hugged Elin Nordegren today after they finished the father-son PNC championship, the made-for-TV hit-and-giggle scramble in which Tiger and his son Charlie played. Did you see Charlie had a hole-in-one?
No.
You did not?
You're asking me to have that on my radar with 94 football games?
Andy, it happened yesterday. Tiger only plays in a small handful of events a year now because of his declining health. I thought you, of all the guys, would have been at least, ooh, yeah, that's right, Tiger's teeing it up with his son, Charlie. You seem to like the legacy athlete with the sons, you know, following the dad's footsteps. Charlie Woods had a hole-in-one in front of his dad today with his sister, Samantha, or Sam, on the bag.
Nice story. And then Tiger, nice family.
And then Tiger goes, "You're buying for everybody here." And Charlie's like, "I'm broke." Tiger says, "Too bad. Dem's the rules." So afterwards, Tiger was seen hugging Elin Nordegren. And so they are wonderfully co-parenting. And that's like me with you and your Commanders. We are happily separated. I'm happy for your success.
I don't think the divorce was ever finalized, so, you know, if ever you want to come back, it's only a separation. Remember that.
All right. That said, the other big news of the weekend, unfortunately, was we lost a legend in Ricky Henderson, gone too soon at 65, even though he kind of had that old man look to him, you know, that premature Satchel Paige kind of vibe to him. It's too young for him to go. Bout with pneumonia that went south for old Ricky.
Yeah, you know, my thought was it felt to me kind of like Wilt Chamberlain. Like, you know, you hadn't seen Wilt Chamberlain in a while.
Right.
But you thought of him, you know, as indestructible. And Ricky Henderson was still a productive player into his 40s. I mean, he was still stealing bases, hitting leadoff home runs. And I just thought, yeah. And the other thing, I don't know, everybody probably has a guy like this, but he's my age. He's like 3 or 4 months younger than I am. And he, I think, was the last guy from like the year I graduated high school that was still playing professional sports. You know, like you could hang on to that. And once he was finally through, okay, now I'm old because there's nobody playing professional sports that's my age anymore.
Yeah.
And he was that guy for me. Yeah.
Ricky had a combination of power and speed that was unmatched and flair on top of it. And as somebody tweeted very succinctly, you know, Ricky's out there strutting and doing all this stuff, but you couldn't plunk him the next time up because you knew he'd be on third base in 3 pitches if you did.
Yeah. Earl Weaver used to say, if you walk Henderson, it's a triple.
Right. And the stories about Ricky are so colorful and crazy, and many of them are dead true. Some of them are, say, exaggerated for TV purposes, but mostly true. The line between what really was and maybe wasn't is so blurry because most of the Ricky stories are plausibly true for anybody who knew who Ricky Henderson was.
That's exactly right. You could make something up and it would be believable because there were so many that actually did happen, like framing the $1 million check and putting it up on his wall without cashing it. That was true. He confirmed it. So yeah. And you know, asking about a seat on the bus, that he should have a seat up front, and said, well, Ricky, you got tenure. He goes, tenure? I played 15 years, not 10.
Exactly. And on the day that he broke Lou Brock's major league record for stolen bases in a career, he slid into second, pulled the base third. Out of its, was it third? I thought it was second.
I was watching live. It was third base.
Oh, yep. Was even better. Yeah. He pulled it out of its mooring, held it over his head, and then said into the stadium microphone, today I am the greatest. No shame, no humility, perfect Ricky, rest in peace.
Yeah, he was, and now, you know, the analytics that they do now, where you're swinging for the fences in leadoff spot, he was doing that years ago. I mean, he was leading off games with home runs, and when he got on, he would steal bases too. He's the greatest leadoff hitter of all time. There's no argument on that. Yeah. He's the best.
All right, Andy, because it is technically a vacation for me, I'm not going to go too long. There's a lot of stuff left on the table. I'll try to get to it as the week wears on. But I leave you with this. According to my quick internet search while we're talking, I typed in, what's the hat they wore in vaudeville? And it is called the boater hat or straw hat. Boater. And
correct.
Get
yes.
a load of this. I love it when you are on the target, and I don't even know how on the target you are. Get this. It says the Venetian connoiter has a ribbon that hangs freely off the back, and they are frequently edged with a matching color ribbon. Because of this, boaters were identified with boating or sailing, hence the name. Boaters were also identified more with sporting events and universities. Ring a ding, ding, ding. The Straw Hat Club.
Yeah,
all right. What's your plan for the week? You work in Christmas Day like all the other good Jewish faithful?
No. As a matter of fact, I'm taking Christmas Day off this year because it's on a Wednesday. And
yes.
I worked last year because it was a Monday and the Commanders had played on Sunday. So, I'm taking it off. And unlike other years, while I will be eating Chinese food, I'll be watching football on Netflix.
Right. And you do own Netflix, right? You pay for it yourself. No stolen passwords in your house?
Well, Jeremy was home and he set me up on his account. He pays for it, but I'm like an add-on, I guess.
I believe your people call that a schnorr. You are
no,
a
I don't
schnorr.
Think so. It used to be a schnorr, but I think now the Netflix tightened up. It's like having a, I don't know, like a second car.
Mr. Poland, like Mr. Poland, do you pay $12.99 a month to the Netflix Corporation, yes or no?
The other Mr. Poland does.
Do you, Andrew T. Poland,
I'm
pay
accepting a gift
$12.99
from my son who I put through college? Don't you think that's a fair trade-off?
A shared password, Mr. Poland, is theft. You're a schnorr.
It's not theft.
Convicted.
No, they changed it. It wasn't theft, but they used to okay it. Now they've got an actual setup so you can be an add-on.
Enjoy the games, my friend, and happy Hanukkah. I know it falls pretty much in line with Christmas now.
No, this is an odd year. It Christmas night is the first night of Hanukkah. It doesn't usually sync up like this.
I know, but it does this year. So happy Hanukkah.
Yeah.
And enjoy your day off on Christmas. Best to you, my friend.
Thank you, and best to you and your family and everybody there, and extended family, I guess, because you're going to be there for the holiday, right?
We're going back home tomorrow. So.
Oh, going back home? Yeah. Okay, well, whatever you do. Have a great Christmas.
Thank you, Andy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Dave. Take care. I'm easy.
I'm easy like Sunday morning.
As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.